There is peace in it, there is pleasure in it, there is strength in it, there is wisdom in it, there is helping each other in it. A human being a Muslim is not just a stomach and a sexual organ. Many of us, we think that if we just simply don't eat and drink and don't do the act of sex during fasting, that suffices. Even the lowest form of fasting is an obligation for the whole of our physical self, which is not just a stomach and a sexual organ. That physical entity has eyes, has ears, has a tongue. He sees, he hears, he speaks. Hands, he gives or takes. Feet, he goes or comes. Now all these organs, which are just material organs, animal organs, that is the lowest kind of prayer, has to fast. It suffices not just not to eat and drink and not to make sex. Your eyes have to fast. Your eyes shouldn't dream but try to see reality. Your eyes are to see the manifestation of Allah Ta'ala all around yourself. Your eyes should give you a lesson from what you see. My Shaykh used to say, these pair of eyes which we carry on our head, if it does not give you a lesson from what you see, they are two enemies which you are carrying on the top of your head. Your ears should be plugged, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically used to do, put his fingers in his ears when he speaks, when he hears noises or talk which doesn't befit for a Muslim to hear. Your tongue should not produce any words which will hurt anyone. Your tongue should not lie. Your tongue should not blaspheme. Your tongue should not make noise as we usually do in lieu of speaking and communicating with each other. Your feet should not go to the marketplace and to the bar, but should go to where Allah Ta'ala advised us to go to. Your hands should not take but give, should not hurt, but caress the head of the orphans and wipe the tears from the eyes of those who are sad. This is the least form of fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the one who truly fasts really manifests the divine attributes of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, he says that the breath of a fasting person is sweeter to him than the smell of musk. And we know how our breath stinks when we fast. So what is he talking about? Because if we truly fast, the asma which Allah Ta'ala has taught to our father Adam alayhi salam is known by our soul. Ramadan is the time that instead of being under the control of our egos, that we suppress our egos, and to a little bit that we become under the command of our souls. And Allah Ta'ala says our soul is in the hand, in the command of Allah Ta'ala. So when the soul is manifest in the purification process in the Ramadan, then each breath which that person who is compassionate, which is the manifestation of Rahmah of Allah Ta'ala, is breathing out Rahmah, and it smells more beautiful than musk. So let us not fool ourselves by not just drinking and eating and not performing sex. But then even if we are one of those which Rasulullah describes, there are some who fast, all they get from it is hunger. At least when we are hungry, if we would also remember that there are millions and millions of Muslims in Palestine, in Africa, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria, all over the place, even in America, who are also hungry, but not because it is Ramadan, because they have no food to eat. And perhaps this personal knowledge, how it feels to be hungry, will produce results, and that we will be thinking of them and caring for them and trying to help them. Assalamu alaikum. Gayet güzel. Bildin mi? Çok güzel. Hı.